Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Adam Beasley covers the Dolphins for the Miami Herald. I do want to talk some free agency and NFL calendar with you, but we did mention at the top of this hour that Ian Rappaport tweeted out, for whatever it's worth, former Dolphins quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick does plan on playing in 2021, and he should have a solid free agent market for his role. There's been some public debate about his future, but he does intend to play this year. Crowder was saying he doesn't want to see him back with the Dolphins, and I don't think he obviously is part of their plans. I wouldn't mind seeing him back because I like having a capable backup, but I was also saying I think that guy will play as long as he's able to play. As long as a team signs him, he'll play because he enjoys it. Is there zero chance he's back with the Dolphins?
Oh, zero. That's bold. No, the number's not zero, but it might be like 1%. I mean, crazy things do happen. He wants to play. He's not going to play here. The Dolphins, assuming they can't get Deshaun Watson, want to support Tua however way they, you know, any way they can. And bringing in the guy who is the 2009 team MVP, the 2020 Good Guy Award winner, and the dude that Tua got benched for twice in his last 5 starts or something, is not a good way to build that confidence. So no, my guess is Fitz finds a market for a team that can't find a quarterback. Maybe they draft a guy, it's a situation like they had here in Tua, that isn't quite ready to play yet, and you know he's the placeholder again. But what's crazy is this. I mean, he's pretty good. I mean, you look at the QBR, and that's not the end-all, be-all, but he was like top 12, top 13 in QBR last year, and he made some incredible throws. Yes, there's huge variance in his performance. Sometimes he's dreadful, and sometimes he's incredible. But I think in Miami, he was kind of better than that. He was kind of better than that Fitztragic role. I mean, he had some stinkers, but it seems like he kept saying, "I'm playing the best football of my career," and we all laughed because he was 38 and he looked like he ate all his kids' birthday cake. But he still played pretty well. So, Ben Volen up in at the Boston Globe keeps pushing him to come to the Patriots, and I kind of chuckle, and then I think about it. It was like, well, he's definitely better than Cam Newton. There's no question about that. And if the Patriots draft a guy to develop, I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick's a pretty good mentor. The problem is he might be too good of a mentor because he's hard to get off the field.
Yeah, Bees, and this is why I can't be a GM, because like Hawk just said, we were talking about it earlier. I don't want Fitzy here because the coaching staff is too comfortable putting him in over Tua, and we have to find out what Tua has. But I don't know who's going to back up Tua if Fitzy's not here. Who is that guy going to be? Are they going to bring a young guy in to back up a young Tua? Will it be a veteran, older guy that's not Fitzy? How do you see that quarterback room this year looking?
Yeah, it's probably the latter. I mean, I know it was like Brian Hoyer, I think, is a name that I heard mentioned. Look, I would even kick the tires on Mitch Trubisky, because you can probably get him for $6 or $7 million next year. And he has proven that while he's not an NFL starter, he deserves to be in the league. He's not terrible, and there's certainly worse quarterbacks than him. And maybe the situation would be better for him than elsewhere. So I think what you need to do is this. This is year three of this experiment, the Brian Flores, Chris Greer experiment. And you know, 5-11, 10-6, they've been building. They've overachieved in each of the first 2 years. But grading on the curve is over. I mean, they've got to make the playoffs this year. They have to take a real step forward and become one of these top tier teams, because that's what the whole blueprint was. They talked about in 2019 when they fired Gase, building something sustainable and building through the draft and getting to a point where they compete every year. Well, the record suggests they're close to that, and they can't take a step back this year. So if Tua is not healthy or if Tua is not performing, they need somebody who can step in and help them win football games. So I wouldn't worry so much about Tua's ego at this point, because let's be honest, he already knows they're not 100% wed to him. I mean, he went on that whole Radio Row media tour essentially telling everyone who would listen, yeah, I don't know what my future is in Miami. I'm pretty sure I'll be the starter, but I can't say for sure. So he already knows that they kind of have a little bit of a wandering eye when it comes to the quarterback position. But if you're Brian Flores and you're Chris Greer, you can't put every single one of your chips you have in that basket if you're not sure about the quarterback, because you're sort of gambling your career on him.
Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald, he has just declared Brian Flores on the hot seat for this coming season. Put that up in the headline, Solano.
Damn media always twisting your words.
What is the calendar right now? Next week is free agency. Like, what are we? I know the draft begins April 29th, but what are we looking for from now, March 8th through April 29th? What are the key dates?
Well, I mean, in theory, tomorrow should be the deadline to apply the franchise and transition tags, because it'd be a week out from the start of free agency. But the problem with that, guys, is we don't have a salary cap yet. We don't have a firm number of what the cap will be. And whatever the cap is determines what each position will be paid under those tags. Like quarterback, if the tag's 100, this is just me, you know, saying off the top of my head, if the salary cap is $185 million, then to franchise a quarterback is like $35 million, whatever those numbers are. But they're based on whatever the cap is. So that's kind of had some people wondering, well, what's going on here? There's still some uncertainty about what all this is going to be. I haven't heard anyone say, no, we're going to push back free agency, because I think that would be silly. I think they're going to have that number relatively soon. But so long as there's not some, you know, big wild card that comes up and they're able to proceed, Monday it would be the start of the legally tampering period. And that means agents can legally talk to teams about signing somewhere other than where they are currently. Because if you do it now, it would be tampering, even though every single team and every single agent has already long felt out what the market will be and talked to teams about their interest. They can legally do it on Monday. So that's when you hear when some of these contract figures start leaking out. Wednesday at 4 o'clock is the first time any of these guys can put pen to paper. That's also when teams have to be under the salary cap, whatever that number is. And then you're off to the races. So, very soon you're going to hear a lot of big news from the Miami Dolphins. And I think the first thing that's going to happen is they're going to continue to shed salary cap space, create salary cap space, shed salary, so they can be more of a player than they are right now. Even after cutting Van Noy, they don't have a ton of space. They're in the top 10 of the league, but the top five is head and shoulders much more than they are. Like the Jets have tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars more available than the Dolphins do. So I think you might hear in the next few days them cutting some players. I don't have any firm names, but you can guess. I mean, I would imagine if you're Albert Wilson, you might be wondering what your future might hold, particularly because you're out of football all of last year and you're coming off an injury after that or before that. So there will be players cut by the Dolphins. I think Van Noy was the biggest surprise. I don't know if anyone, because they're not going to cut Byron Jones. It's not going to make sense for them financially to do that. But I think what the Van Noy move tells us is don't expect them to sit on their hands this year, and don't expect them just to trust the process, so to speak, and go through the draft and sign mid-level free agents. To me, it suggests that they understand that in year three they have to be better, and they're going to try to go for it.
And Bees, to that point where, like, they, you know, obviously they didn't, I'll say, appreciate Vinoy's ability or his salary or something, you know, that he was, they didn't like, because they end up cutting him. And to the guys you're saying, some different guys like Albert Wilson not playing, the opt-out guys, maybe Allen Hurns, like, I understand that. On the other side, Bees, like, you're saying this is a big year for Greer, for Greer, for Flores, for the whole Dolphin organization. What guys have to be here, and especially in the skill positions? Because Devontae Preston, Gesicki, Shaheen, Smythe, you know, Grant, Bowden Jr., like, they're not dominant players in the NFL. Who needs to be here for success?
I think Gesicki is better than you might be giving him credit here. I think he is one of the best six or seven pass-catching tight ends in the league. And he really was the only guy that you could depend on regularly. Devontae Parker need to be here? No. I think he will be here because they're going to need a number two. They have to find a number one. Like, if you sign a free agent and we don't know who's going to be on the market because we still don't know who's going to be tagged, but we've talked about this for months now. You know, Allen Robinson's the name. Kenny Galladay is the name. Chris Godwin's the name. There are names out there. The Dolphins, my guess, is going to sign or are going to sign one of those guys if they're available, and they're going to draft a guy high too. So if you put those two dudes with a Devontae Parker and a Mike Gesicki, and then maybe you go get Travis Etienne in the draft, or you know the kid Sermon from Ohio State, maybe somebody like that, and add a free agent as well. All of a sudden, this offense looks a lot better. So need to be here. I mean, well, let me pose it to you this way. I think this is the better way to look at it. What players would you refuse to part with to trade for Deshaun Watson? And my answer is none. Even Xavier Howard, I would include in a package to trade for Deshaun Watson. So that kind of speaks to where this roster is right now. They've got a bunch of B players, and I think this is a broader criticism of the job Chris Greer has done. They have assembled just enough talent to get the 10 wins. And you can do that with a bunch of B players if they're well coached, and you know they have one player that makes a bunch of plays. The Dolphins had two last year in Ryan Fitzpatrick and Xavier Howard. And you can get away with that, but you have a pretty hard ceiling. Like, it's hard to get past 10 wins when you don't have game-changing superstars. And so I think that's the broader challenge this offseason, is they have to get these game changers. They have to get these guys that score touchdowns, that take the ball away, that get after the quarterback, make big explosive plays, because it was – watching that, you guys remember, watching that offense last year, particularly when Tua was in, was plotting most of the time. And it was hard. You can't win the NFL if you don't have explosive plays. So, yeah, I think the broader issue is this, is that there's no one on this team that is indispensable, that, like, you just absolutely cannot part with if it's going to get you a Deshaun Watson. And I think that explains why they have so much work to do.
All right, you mentioned them. What is the situation with Deshaun Watson? Are they still adamant, Houston, that they are not trading him? Are the Dolphins banking on being in this, I don't know, raffle to get him? Like, what are they, like, do they have plans on what they're going to do in the draft and free agency, or is everything fluid because of Deshaun Watson?
I'm sure they have two plans. And plan A is the one that was the most likely outcome, that Tua Tagovailoa will be their starting quarterback, and they will build around that. Plan B will be if we get to – because I don't think – it doesn't sound like, unless Nick Caserio and the McNairs have a total change of heart, it doesn't sound like Deshaun Watson is going to be traded the next week. Like, not. Well, I used to think March 17th was the height of all the leverage the Texans had, and every day that passes after that, their leverage gets less and less. And certainly after the draft, it totally blows out their leverage because nobody has those draft picks that they, you know, are so coveted anymore because they've already used them on players. But I think you could see this stretch into mid to late April. But to me, I think the Dolphins are going to leave themselves an out if, you know, there's a change of heart. But right now, there's been zero indication that they're going to get Deshaun Watson. I mean, people think, you know, the Texans are bluffing or they'll come to their senses and all that, but you can't plan on that. And certainly for the Dolphins, you can't plan on that and then plan on winning a derby if there is for them, right? If there's a lottery for Deshaun Watson, you can't be guaranteed. You have a pretty good hand, obviously, but you're not guaranteed to get the guy. So my guess is they've had contingency plan after contingency plan after contingency plan. And if they need, say, it wouldn't surprise me at all if, like, they have X number of dollars of cap space planned if Tua is their guy, and then they'll have, like, you know, okay, so we can get Deshaun Watson. We need to create some more space to get more guys and all that. They could do that then. They could restructure some of those deals then to free up space and free up assets and all that to go make this move. But there's no doubt in my mind that they have they've had extensive conversations in that building about what would have to happen. Certainly, it would be a lot easier if the Texans, again, came to their senses right now and figured out that, you know, the dude's really serious about never playing for you again. And if you think he's just going to show up at training camp and not, you know, and this will all be over, it does not sound like that's the case. Everybody from his camp, everyone who knows him, is saying this is no bluff, that he wants out. So what are the Texans achieving by trying to slow play this? I know those guys are very rare. It's very hard to find a Deshaun Watson. I understand that. But at some point, they're going to need to face reality and take what's going to be the best offer of a bunch of really good offers, because half the league is going to want the guy.
Adam Beasley covers the Miami Dolphins for the Miami Herald. Read his work in the Miami Herald. Download the Miami Herald app. Follow Beasley on Twitter. Did you watch Coming to America 2 this weekend?
I do not have a Prime subscription, but if you want to send me your username and password, I'll watch it tonight.
Oh, it's lucky for you. All guests on the Hockman and Crowder Show get an Amazon Prime subscription for a year, courtesy of our friends at the Channing Crowder household. So, Crowder, sign him up there, Jack, for Amazon.
He's lying, Bees. Don't let him get you, Bees.
Crowder. We made this deal with them a long time ago. It's time for you to pony up.
I ate ramen noodles for lunch today, if that tells you anything about my budget.
No, you are on Baller Wives.
Man.
Lost all his money at the mall. All right,
seriously,
there you go.
Was it good? The movie, not his time in Minnesota. How was it good?
Oh, I thought you were asking how his time in Minnesota was. No, yeah. Coming to America, I gave it a 7 out of 10. Yeah. I enjoyed seeing all the characters again. I mean, you know, the plot was thin to non-existent, but who cares? you know, we
you
sat down like, and then.
But that second part got to me.
Do you fan service? You have a fan service and a check cash?
I'm saying this, like, we sat down for 2 hours, my wife and I. We grinned the entire 2 hours, had a couple of laughs, and by the end, we were smiling ear to ear. I mean, what more could you ask for? A streaming movie.
Successful evening, then.
Yeah, it was fine. It was, you know, it wasn't earth shattering. Was fine.
You don't wait 30 years for fine. That was my problem.
But you couldn't do a sequel 30 years later and have it be anything but fine, I don't think. Because you just wanted to see the characters again. Like, that's it. You wanted to see the characters. You got to see all the characters. They were fun. I enjoyed it, Bees. I enjoyed it. I think it's worth an Amazon subscription.
I look forward to watching on Channing's account later.
Yeah. Oh, he'll give you all the info that you need.
You got a better chance of me sending you ramen noodles than Amazon
I'll
Prime.
I'll take those, too. Those are delicious.
What, do you have the chicken flavor? What flavor
do you have? Anything free you want to send me. I'll just send it my way.
What flavor
shrimp.
Ramen?
Shrimp. Mm-hmm. Always shrimp. Mm-hmm. The pink.
You're talking about the little 49-cent pack, 29-cent pack that you crunch up? You're talking about the real cheap ramen.
Yeah, college. But, like, you know, I eat like $8 a week.
Oh, my kid loves that ramen.
I didn't have that U.S. scholarship, okay? I didn't have that, you know, a meal plan that they had.
They were eating stone crab. This is no joke, Beasley. No. They had stone crab in the athlete cafeteria when Crowder went to Florida.
Yep, I believe that. Tax dollars at work, baby.
I'm telling you, I gave
tax dollars at work.
I gained 40 pounds in like 20 months, something crazy like that, just eating good.
I used to go to the UM cafeteria. I was so thrilled when the Captain Crunch container was filled to the top. This dude's eating stone crab. Unbelievable.
You know, I was happy to get out of the dorms, but my diet got a lot worse when I was done eating cafeteria food, because it's hard to feed yourself.
Oh, that cafeteria was so good. All right, Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. Thanks, Bees.
All right, guys.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.